Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, death to America, death to Israel. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, the very misty, the very hot-faced, the very warm, sweltering Cicely Davis. Super excited to have you join me for yet another episode. You know, people don't know, Rick. They don't know. Minnesota, they think about Minnesota, they think of cold, they think Arctic, right? They think snow, harsh winds, harsh weather. See, we do cold extreme, but we also do hot extreme. So that's why your girl is going to be a little misty today. For those of you who choose to view the episode instead of listen, that's what you're seeing. But you know what? It is so very good to be home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Back in the office again. Welcome, everyone, to another episode. For the new people, if you are just deciding right now to join the channel and you're new, I welcome you. Thank you so very much for making the decision to join me for another episode or a new episode for you. Thank you for making that decision. You know what? I'm going to ask you this: to sit back, relax, join in on the conversation. Tell someone else about the show and come on back. For those of you who are my ride or dies, you are the ones who are loyal. You stop in, you peer in, you listen in every week. Thank you so very much for making that decision. I wouldn't want to do this without you. Now, I have an ask. If you're new or returning in, it is this: to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on YouTube. Now, we started out with the video. I'm sure this is top of mind for everyone. It's what everyone is talking about. And of course, we have to cover it. Now, in a bold and necessary move, the United States has reportedly targeted, go Donald Trump, Iranian nuclear sites, an action long overdue in the face of Iran's relentless pursuit of regional dominance and its decade-long record of hostility towards America and our allies. Now, let's be honest, okay? Iran has been poking the bear for years, and I want to say a good 40. Now, of course, Israel would have a much longer history of that, but from funding terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, to orchestrating attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria, to blatantly threatening to wipe Israel off the map, and then, of course, us in a very close second, the regime has made it crystal clear that diplomacy is nothing more than a tool of delay. Okay, we've coddled them long enough. That's the message. We have coddled them long enough. This isn't a peace-loving country misunderstood by the West. This is a radical theocracy with blood on its hands and uranium in its lab sitting on a very mass amount of oil, okay, mind you, okay? But the Iranian nuclear program has never been about energy. Let's be truthful about that. Let's be savagely truthful about that. It's about leverage. It's about power and the ability to threaten the free world, particularly the United States and Israel. Now, under Obama and Joe Biden, Iran has handed pallets of cash and appeasement wrapped in a bow called the Iran deal, which did nothing but fund their terror machine and delay the inevitable. Now, our beloved President Trump pulled us out of this disastrous deal for a reason. There is a reason. There is a purpose for it all. And that is this, that he understood peace through strength. I'm going to say that again. Savages, our president, Donald Trump, understood and understands peace through strength, something Joe Biden never did grasp. And strength means being willing to act when red lines are crossed. Now, the Biden administration never took action. And the question begs, why? Why did they not? And what are the consequences? What are we suffering because of that? Because the Biden administration could not step up and take lead and deal with Iran in an appropriate way, in an appropriate manner, and in appropriate timing. The Iranian regime's threats to Israel are anything but empty rhetoric. They are dangerous. They're dangerous declarations by a government that believes in martyrdom and the destruction of the Jewish state as a holy mission. Israel has every right to defend itself, and it shouldn't have to do it alone. We are Israel's number one ally. As Israel's number one ally, we should stand with Israel, and we do, not just out of shared values, but strategic necessity. And emboldened Iran is a threat not just to the Middle East, but to every democratic nation. That's what people don't get. They just don't seem to get that. Okay. This isn't about warmongering. This is about recognizing evil and having the spine to confront it. Okay. We need leadership. We have leadership that doesn't flinch. And we have it. The only logical and America first position has always been clear. Peace does not come from weakness. It comes from resolve. It comes from resolve, folks. And if we are to secure our national interests, protect our allies, and preserve global stability, then taking out Iranian nuclear capabilities is not just justified. It is absolutely essential. Let's not let the left spin this into another anti-American guilt trip. Let's not allow this to become another anti-Trump trope that they use because they are so desperate, right? And they're trying to save their positions and use this for midterm elections. The real question isn't why we acted. It's why we waited so long. The real question is, why didn't the Biden administration act in this way? And so, Savage Truthers, let me say this loud and clear. When President Donald J. Trump was in office, the first term, the enemies of the United States and Israel didn't just take a step back. They ran and they hid. Why? Thank you for asking. Because strength is a language that tyrants understand. It's the only language they understand. Trump didn't apologize for American greatness. He didn't ship billions of dollars to Iran on the dead of night on pallets. He crushed the Iranian deal. He restored sanctions. He eliminated Qasem Soleimani, the butcher of Tehran, and made it abundantly clear that if you touch an American, touch a hair on an American head, you pay the price. That's what I call leadership. That's what you call a leadership. That's what we need in leadership. And it sent a message across the globe. Don't mess with us. Do not mess with the United States. Not under Trump's watch. Now, hopefully that goes on to the next presidency and the next presidency after that, right? We are the global stronghold. We are the global example of democracy, and we stand with our allies. Don't do it. Now, we're hearing reports that Iran's nuclear sites have been bombed. And while the Biden administration stumbled through the chaos, let's be honest, this should have never gotten this far. The Biden administration should have handled this long before Trump got back in office. Now, under Trump, the Abraham Accords brought peace to parts of the Middle East the so-called experts said were unfixable. Donald Trump was able to accomplish that. Israel was stronger. Yay, we like strong allies. Our alliances were stronger. The threats from Iran, they were contained, not because of talk, but because of action. You want peace? If you want peace, you show strength. You don't empower terrorists with appeasement and press conferences. You stare down the Ayatollah and say, if you even dream, you better wake up and apologize. But if you even think about touching Israel, you'll be a smoking memory. Okay, so let's breathe a little easier tonight, Americans. Let's breathe a little better, all right? Because despite the incompetencies we've seen in the previous administration, Biden-Harris, the lingering effects of Trump's foreign policy doctrine in his first term, mind you, let alone how strong it is now, peace through strength, are still echoing in the halls of Tehran. Iran's nuclear ambitions have been checked. Israel stands tall. Yay. And once again, the world has been reminded. This is what I like. This is the best part. That the world, the globe, everyone has been reminded that America, when led with courage and conviction, is not to be trifled with. That, my friends, is the Trump legacy. And God help us, we need that kind of leadership now more than ever. And now let the world take notice. The Middle East bully that has been dealt with. Iran, the chief exporter of terror and chaos, has finally met the full force of American resolve under President Donald J. Trump. No more empty warnings. No more diplomatic games. The time for appeasement is over. The message is clear. You threaten the West, you threaten Israel, and you threaten America, you will lose. You will lose. Iran now has a choice to make. Continue down the path of destruction and isolation, or come to the table and make real peace. But rest assured, American savages, with Trump in charge, the days of American weaknesses are over. And we've seen that the moment he stepped in office, back in office, mind you. Peace will no longer be begged for. We won't beg for it. It will be earned through strength. And that is exactly how it should be. As the president states, Iran found out. Now, of course, Democrats are all over this, in the wrong way, on the wrong side, making complaints. Once again, the Democrats have proven that their obsession with undermining Donald Trump outweighs any commitment to American safety or global stability. After President Trump took bold, decisive action to eliminate the immediate threat of nuclear attack on Israel and subsequently right thereafter on us, a move that unquestionably safeguarded not only our greatest Middle Eastern ally, but also American lives and interests. Yes, we have family members in Israel, folks. Democrats rushed to condemn him. No surprise there. Their reaction reveals a deeper truth. They would rather sow chaos and division than support clear-eyed leadership that puts security first. And instead of praise the end of a looming catastrophe, instead of praising that, they nitpick, they distract, and they politicize, betraying a dangerous preference for moral posturing over actual results. And that's what we have with Donald Trump. We get actual results. I mean, just tally it up, folks. Okay, get a piece of paper, draw a line, put win, all right, and start tallying, because that's what we get under this presidency. What we witnessed from President Trump was true alpha leadership, a man willing to act swiftly, courageously, and unapologetically to confront evil head on. While Democrats wring their hands and debate semantics, Trump made the hard choice to neutralize a growing existential threat. Israel is not just an ally, they are family. It is a democratic stronghold in a region rife with instability, and its survival matters deeply to American strength abroad. That's what you need to know, that Trump's instinct to protect, his instinct to put America first and to protect and stand with our allies rather than posture puts him in stark contrast to the left's feeble and fractured approach. Now, in a moment that demanded clarity and backbone, President Trump delivered, standing tall, not just for Israel, but for every American who values peace through strength. Actually, every person on the globe who values peace through strength, who values a true democracy. And that, my friends, is the Savage Truth. Now, typically, you would see Savage Soldiers right now. And I know you've all enjoyed Savage Soldiers segment, so have I. But I wanted to switch it up a bit. Kind of, you know, that's, there's so much good going on in America. There's so much I want you to see, so much I want to share, that I'd like to highlight that for those of you who choose to visually watch the show instead of listening. So this week, the ending segment is all about a confident, self-assured, cognitive leader who knows his position and shows enemies who to respect and how to behave. Reminds me of our president. Rick, roll that beautiful footage.
Have you ever seen an alpha dog? This video is from a shelter where a newly arrived black colored dog is picking fights with these four males to gain the alpha position among all. Now watch closely this calm, white colored old Chessie dog. See how the large Great Dane instantly bows down in respect, despite being twice its size. The German Shepherd stands up in respect and announces the king's arrival. All the dogs fall silent and move aside, while the black dog submits, admitting its mistake. The alpha didn't make a sound, yet every dog went quiet, because they know if they question the dog inside him, he'll tear them apart.
I love it. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.